Damascus Road Ministries purchasing the Daphnis Medical Building, Coldwater downtown, to turn it into a project they've been working on for, what now, 4 years, Randy Leviton, right?
Yes, since 2009, we had started this phase of our project to open a homeless shelter.
And within this, a lot of services that will be offered for people in Branch County. What is the need right now in Branch County for what you're proposing?
The phone calls and contacts that we've had, the biggest need is people that are homeless and people that are addicted and people that are struggling to get back on their feet need some type of center or a place to come or a place to live. Our biggest need is for the men. There are a lot of services in our town that are doing a great job that are helping some of the families. But the biggest need is for our men to be housed and to be helped to get back on their feet.
We've talked about this before, that cycle of once you get trapped in that cycle, it's tough to get out. And that's kind of what you're hoping maybe to break the cycle with this project, right?
Yeah, our goal would be is to be able to takes a person that is wanting help and wanting to change and to work with them from beginning to end, the matter of fact, even to employment. But there are so many needs that they have when they come in. Our goal would be able to individually work with them to break down what their immediate needs are and then work on the long-term goals to break that cycle so they're not continually back in that same situation a couple of months later or a year later.
Yeah. You're launching a capital campaign to help make this work, but also an interesting formula that you've put together of how this is going to be funded on a continuing basis with utilizing a number of businesses to help fund this, right?
Yeah, back in 2009, we were looking into grants and funding from the government, and we found that there were so many rules and regulations that we wouldn't be able to help the people that we feel that we wanted to help. So we decided to make our own model, which is basically we opened a couple of businesses, which would help us to be self-supporting and pay our bills. So our goal is to continue that, and we were waiting to do our capital campaign until we had a target. And now that we have a building to purchase, we have a target. And what we're looking to do is kick off our High Five Pledge, which is asking the community to donate $5 a month for approximately 6 to 9 months, which would pretty much pay for our discipleship center and homeless shelter, which would be the Daphnis Medical Building. And as we're doing that, we're going to be opening another business, which will be our accredited substance abuse treatment center, which would be the next business that would actually fund this and fund everything that we want to do, because there's a couple of more centers that we do want to open, and we're looking at also opening maybe another business or two in town. Mm-hmm. And the greatest thing about this, along with this project, we're looking at approximately 60 jobs to be added to the community, and our goal is to help people that need a second chance obtain employment.
Yeah. Well, again, helping to break that cycle of unemployment and you know, spiraling into depression and whatever else might be a part of that with substance abuse or anything else. So what's kind of the time frame now for when you need to start knocking off some of this stuff?
Well, we waited until we actually made an agreement with the Daphnis Family LLC. And now we have a target of what we need, and we're looking at raising $500,000 from the community. The purchase of the building, and I think it's important people know, is $250,000. And some of the other money that we'll need is to renovate the building to put a commercial kitchen and some bathrooms and different things that the city is requiring for us to be able to do that. So our target frame is March, April. To get this done. I really believe that the church community and the general community is very excited about this. And the greatest thing is once we raise this certain amount of money, we are self-supporting at that point. Plus, we believe that the treatment center is going to bring in enough funds to help some of the other organizations that I see are constantly struggling. And that's our goal, is to be able to give back to the community and not to be constantly fundraising. So this is a one-time thing for us.
All right. So make your ask here. How do people contribute then to the Capital Campaign?
Well, we set up on our website. If you go to Damascus Road MI, which stands for Michigan, DamascusRoadMI.org, on our left side there is a High Five campaign. You can go and donate on there. It's a secured site. It accepts all credit cards, and we're asking people to take a pledge for $5 a month for 6 to 9 months. And we really believe that if we can get most of the community to do that, we'll be able to purchase the center, you know, by February. And we also, you know, accept checks by mail or drop it off at our office. If they want to mail it, it's P.O. Box 731, Coldwater, Michigan. And then our address is 117 West Chicago Street in Coldwater, right next to Dally Tire. So people could stop in. We need volunteers. We're also, after November 18th, we are accepting applications, and it's very important. We are asking people to come in to apply, and we're going to start interviewing about a week or two after to start filling our positions. And we're also going to have 10 professional positions. We have two doctors that are working with us, and we're looking for some other counselors for addiction.
All right, DamascusRoadMI.org, the website, all the information available there, and we'll keep folks up to date here on the radio as well. Randy, good luck with the project.
Thank you, Ken.
Randy Levitin with us, Damascus Road Ministries, and an exciting new chapter in their existence here in Branch County.